Hi, this is Laura from BetaKit and the Tech for Sick Kids Council, and you're listening to realestatepodcastshow.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. So today what I'm doing is, of course, I'm always going to be your, I hope, first and only source as far as the latest real estate stats go for Toronto, GTA, Ontario. But more importantly, I want you to make sure that I am your source for everything that's happening in your local area. Now, this is really important because until we connect and until I know what your postal code area is, then all of this information that I'm going to be giving you, which again is critical information, stuff that you have to know, but of course it's not specific to you until then. So the best thing to do right now while you're listening or even after you're done, head over to realestatepodcastshow.com and sign up for my VIP alert so that I can connect with you on a personal level. Doesn't have to be the address, just give me the first three letters of the postal code and I can give you a lot more specifics on your market. Because really when you're asking about how's the market, what you're asking is how is your market. So it doesn't matter what's happening in Etobicoke if you live in Scarborough. So there's really no connection. So it's important for you guys to get that. So today what I'm doing is I'm going to do my first reaction, sort of a reaction video, reaction podcast in this case, to the October stats that just came out. So the headline is, near record home sales and low inventory are sustaining the strong price growth. So I'm going to make sure that I head over to the latest news release. This just came out. This is November 3rd, just came out today. And I want to read and review this with you guys so that you are with me as I'm reviewing this. Because when I'm sitting down, when I'm talking to a person or several people this week, about the decision, like big life decisions that they're making about possibly selling their property. The decision for a lot of you guys that, and maybe this is you as well, do I sell in the spring or should I do it now? And of course, no one has the ultimate answer as to what's best for you. Only you have that answer. And if it's not right, if you're not ready, then this isn't the time. But if you are ready, and if you've really thought about doing this year, there's a sort of a series of reasons why this might be the best month that you could ever possibly think of selling, and it's happening right now. It's in real time. And the reason for that is because with October just passed, it was the second highest level on record for the month of October. So that means there's a record amount of home sales. So this was in 2021, the total was 9,783. The year before, it was 10,503. So what this really means to you guys, what you have to sort of read between the lines about, is that because of all the activity that happened in October, do not think that the smoke or the fire or whatever you want to say is gone, because the way things work is that if there were 9,700 sales, there weren't just 9,700 bids on those properties. That's the thing you have to understand. So if you can imagine that, some places had, one bid, some places may have had 10. So the amount of people who were bidding on properties in October, not all of them got the properties. Obviously, 9,783 of them did, but not every single person who was looking. So a lot of that heat, a lot of that buyer activity is still out there. And here's the big numbers. And this is not glamorous stuff, but I'm trying to add my own, and this is my, I've called it my enthusiasm, but I started with a letter I because of my last name. I kind of tie it into there. I enthusiasm. So I want you to have the same enthusiasm about this and understand why I'm talking about it. So the new listings on the market, that is one of the big stats, and the active listings on the market is also, it's pretty much the biggest number. It's probably not going to make the news. I don't get calls from the media about some of the stuff I talk about because it's not related to media fluff. It isn't going to necessarily get, it's not going to sell ad space. What this is going to do, I hope, is go into your minds, those of you with intelligent minds that are looking at what's going on in the market and really want to know, this is where I hope you're starting and you're ending the search. And of course, again, until it gets local, it doesn't really apply to you. So this is just very general information, but the amount of new listings in 2020 was 17,806. The amount of new listings in 2021, 11,740. That was a reduction of 34%. That is a huge amount of lack of inventory. And here's the big one. This is the active listings on the market in October. So get this. In 2020, there was 17,313 active listings. In 2021, 7,750. So that is a 55.2% drop from 2020 to 2021. Along with that, average price went from 968 right up to a 1.15. So that's almost a 20% increase. So these are the big numbers, the amount of listings, this is the amount of inventory. So if you're a buyer, and if you're thinking about waiting to the spring or waiting to next year for whatever reason, you've also got to think about that average price, how it went up. If it goes up enough, it might possibly push you out of whatever price range that you might be qualified for now. On top of that, what if interest rates change next year and then you're locked in at a higher rate, then you are paying a higher rate for a longer amount of time than you really should. So listen up, guys. I'm going to say this like I would say this to my own children one day when they're in this position, when they're, you know, ready to buy. My kids are getting older. One is 16, one is 12. So we talk about this. It's not something that they're going to do right now. But I want you guys to listen that if you're in the position where you've worked hard, you've been saving money for a couple of years, 5 years, whatever it is that, you know, the average first-time buyer saves for, if you've got access to the money, and this is obviously something that varies, but if you're, you know, going to be one of those many people, it was in the news recently about how many people are getting gifts from parents to buy a house. If you're one of those people, and if you can lock in a lower price range, a lower price and a lower rate, there's a few, I believe several thousands of dollars that you're going to be saving in interest from that point alone. And the key element, sorry, need some water. The real key element about all of this stuff is that when you are able to stop the clock as an investor, as a buyer, when you're able to stop the clock, that is the moment you start building equity. So until you don't stop the clock, until you don't buy something, you basically are on the other side of the fence. And that's where, as a seller, if you're listening, I really want you to listen closely to this because of the, you know, the sheer level of low inventory going on. This is the perfect time for you to be considering your sale instead of waiting till the spring. Okay. So if someone's telling you to wait until the spring, it isn't about me telling you that or anybody else. It's about you. If you're not ready to go, that's fine. But if you are ready, and this is the beauty, this is the best part of it all, is that you don't even have to really do very much to your property. And in fact, my sole story experiences, the 8 different customized experiences that I create for my clients that have been record-breaking for many of them. The key issue here right now with the pandemic and people still, you know, not necessarily interested in going to an open house on Saturday with 400 other people that they don't know and having people breathing on all of their furniture and all of their, you know, appliances. Instead of doing that, the empty house, the vacant house, has become the new staged house. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. And it's not about creating dissension among people who have nice houses. If you've got nice stuff and you're okay with, you know, people coming through and again, people touching your couch and sitting on it, and I don't care who you are in real estate, you know what I'm about to say is true. As many times as you told people not to use the bathroom, people are going to use the bathroom. It's just going to happen. It's not a personal thing. It's just what happens. So people are going to sit on the couch. People are going to touch every doorknob they can touch. So it's going to happen. So to keep the house as sanitized and as safe as possible is my major element right now. It's my major consideration for you, for the people going through there, for myself, for my own family. I don't want any of us having to, be sick if we can avoid it, and having a vacant property that remains sanitized. And there's a schedule that I have you guys follow, cleaning supplies, the whole thing. This is not, just putting a bunch of fake furniture in there and then, you know, letting that happen. There's a way better way of doing this. And then the virtual staging takes it to the next level. And I'm talking about record-breaking sales across North America are happening, including here in Toronto. And I've got proof of all this. This is never going to be just words on a page or anything else. I have actual listings that have sold and right here in Toronto, for example, that have broken records and have used this formula. And I want to make sure that you guys understand this, like, and I'm talking about into the multi-million dollar sales, several of them. And it's only going up from there. So I really want to make sure you guys are with me on this. So as a brief rundown to just give you the basics here of what's happening, every price range has gone up. So I'm talking about detached home prices in 416, they're up 21.2%. Detached home prices in 905, 29%. So you guys in 905, York region, Durham region, Burlington, Oakville, again, I'm lacking so many listings in those areas. I'm getting so many requests for properties in those areas for people who are looking, that it would make so much more sense if you guys are, again, serious about selling, that you make sure that you're signed up with me now so that you can at least have the advantage of knowing what you might get now versus waiting for the spring. And it might be more, no one knows for sure, but you at least have the advantage of taking this particular market situation with the low inventory, the low rates, because again, if the rates change, it changes everything. So the low rates and the low inventory is essentially like the, and of course this is across Canada, by the way, the amount of inventory on the market is less than 2 months as per the Canadian Real Estate Association. So this isn't something that, again, is always going to be this way, because for the most part, if you look at that chart, and I can send it to you, for the most part, there's usually 4 months or more of inventory on the market, and there just isn't right now. And once that changes everything. So this could be enough where, for some of you, this could be the cash out that you need to retire early, to pay off some bills, to make your move down, to actually take your $1 million and go buy a house somewhere and still have $600,000 of it left. This is what's actually happening with many of my clients going mortgage free. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to hear from people when they have that freedom. And if you've been, you know, a homeowner for a while, it might just be as easy as one click, which is what I've done to make that for you guys as easy as possible at realestatepodcastshow.com, or even simpler, sold.1515homevalues.com. Head right over there. You'll get your latest property value update, and you'll know exactly why so many people are signing on. But again, I can't even hold on to the inventory. As soon as I have something on the market, again, this is 2021 in general, it's gone. And in many cases, you know, there's a new record being sold, set on the street. And I really want to make sure I do everything possible for you. And this podcast is the catalyst of all of it. Everything I do, all the great stories that I've been able to help you guys with, all the sold stories that have happened already in 2021 are all because of the fact that I get to tell your stories, whether you own a 1920s home on the Danforth or a brand new home that was just built in Oakville. Someone has to be telling your stories. And if no one is, and very likely it's not going to be on a channel, you know, with this kind of reach, then you are missing out on a huge element of your success. And I don't want you doing that. So being mentioned here on realestatepodcastshow.com, having your address here, having me telling your story, and this is the only way it can be done, it makes sure that you are on the top result on Spotify. On Spotify with millions and millions of listeners, when you type in real estate podcast show, those four words, you will see me at the top of that list. So anybody typing in real estate podcast show is going to get your, is going to hear about your listing. They're going to hear about your sold story, what you did to, you know, what you did to make that kitchen amazing, all the work you've done on that backyard, everything you've done to make that loft as awesome as possible. Because I know when I'm talking to you guys, I'm talking to specific people, but there's a lot of you where this will apply. So that's detached homes, semi-detached are also up 14% in 416, 31% in 905, and condos. I'll just talk about that quickly before I go. Condos are up 10% in 416. So you guys, your average sold price is now 739,000. And in 905, it's also up a very significant number, 17%. So again, 416, 905, wherever you guys are listening to me. And of course, this includes, you know, 647, which is those area codes that are new, 289, whichever ones, those, all the area codes. I think we're going to have to go to a different system because there's a lot more area codes from what I'm hearing. More are coming. So yeah, this is, again, the best month that I can recall in 21 years that you guys should be on the market for. It doesn't really, again, it doesn't matter if you're not ready to sell, but if you are thinking about it or you're within about a month or two, your house is, again, ready to go. It doesn't have to be in perfect condition. Nothing has to be perfect. By the way, when I'm getting ready for my podcasts, I'm going, a lot of it is just by just pure energy. And I'm really just doing what I can do to help tell you these stories. I'm not preparing for a week or I'm not preparing for a month. I'm trying to make sure that you guys understand this is how this works. So if you're in a position where your home is ready to go, if I can get over there today or tomorrow, get your listing signed, get everything done. And this actually happens, by the way, in two very simple ways. Either a 5-minute at-home visit, which is the best way for me to get a real number, because of course nothing really talks about a property until you're in it. I don't care how technology is going to change. Until I'm in it, until I see how it really looks, you know, under the microscope and how it's going to photograph and how it's going to look in pictures, you know, that's the best way. The second best way is actually a Zoom walkthrough. So you can literally take me through the property, like get your phone on, turn the camera on, take me to a walkthrough, and we can do it that way. If you really just want to have a bit of distance for any reason, and many of the listings I've signed this year, by the way, Zoom video, Zoom audio, usually video, phone conversations that way. So basically you guys showing me your properties. And again, until I get there. And again, this is really a matter of disclosure. So if there's issues with the house, anything that has to be talked about, any, you know, major structural issues, any of that stuff, of course, you're going to have to bring that stuff up. And the reason why I tell you to bring that stuff up, because if you don't bring it up before we sell, then it becomes a legal issue afterwards. And guess who benefits then? Not you, but the lawyer who might be suing you because you did not disclose. So this is one of those things. If you've got a house that's got some issues, it's not a big deal as long as everybody knows what they are. So of course, you know, that's why a lot of people will get their in houses inspected so they know exactly, you know, what's wrong. But in many cases, again, the buyers that are coming in because of the lack of inventory, they're willing to do the work. If there's work to be done, if there's, you know, things like that, they have to, you know, they have to make, you know, improvements to, they're willing to do it now, but not necessarily if the market shifts to a buyer market or there's just a lot more inventory and a lot more choices. So remember this when you're making this decision as a buyer. Also, very important for you to lock in your value as soon as you possibly can, even if you do have to borrow to make it happen, so that you don't have to worry about what's happening in the spring with prices, because very likely it might be where some areas that you know, some properties, some areas that you really like might then be out of your price range and you're then sort of limited in terms of your options. So whichever the situation is, I really want to connect with you guys one-on-one. That's really when this becomes real. This one-sided conversation is just, again, it's just me telling you a bunch of stuff. But more importantly, when the two-sided element becomes, you know, this becomes an actual conversation. And even the, you know, even go to the next level with my small business clients, when I'm doing consulting for them. And we talk about the two-sided conversation, the two-sided introductions, which is really important. It takes the enthusiasm, the I enthusiasm, to another level. And I really want to make sure you guys are with me on this journey. It's not something that, again, I benefit from just being, you know, on my own here. When you guys join me, I'm having some amazing guests lined up. I've got some amazing guests lined up for November, December, and even into the new year. So I really want to make sure you guys get to hear those stories, but I want to hear your stories for starters. So make sure you head over to realestatepodcastshow.com, connect with me via the VIP alerts, and let's get started. Thanks for tuning in.